Steve Allen from KEDNT on Statewide 1. Here I am from KEDNT on Statewide 1. KEDNT, clear.
KCWJ on Statewide 1.
K2PT, Bellevue, New Jersey.
K8EPL, monitoring Statewide 1.
KJKJ monitoring.
KJKJ mobile, Talker 51, digital.
Now that sounds pretty. This talks awfully. That's all you gotta do. Works real well.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot. All I gotta do is get the radio mount for it. I'm not sure if, I got a mount wide enough for it.
Okay. Yeah, let me know. Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds really good. There's a whole bunch of digital stuff in there, too. A lot of analog stuff. Yeah, you'll enjoy it. So, and then if you ever need a decam off mic for it, I might have one. I'll have to look around. But you can buy them new for like $80.
Oh, yeah, I spent $7 on the UHF, the PLC-59, I had to tighten it down really tight, you know, because, of course, you know, it's Chinese. And then power cord was like $8. I think I spent a whole $15 on the parts, and I already had the antenna.
Yeah, she's going pretty in that KPP. Yeah, she works real well. So, yeah, you can't beat those radios. That's why I said they're just, you know, you're doing it from your car or in Memphis. So you're doing a great job.
Oh, it sounds really nice. Like I said, now I just got to find a radio mount for it. Maybe I'll just do double-sided sticky tape and just stick it on the dashboard. Add to my collection.
There you go. That'll be pretty. Yeah, the mount you can get from Amazon, too. So I think there's two different mounts. And like for the 4550 radio, which is what you got, you can use any mount. That'll work good.
Man, I got 47.2 on the other radio. I already checked in and told them I was mobile, and I'm just going to listen up for the night.
Yeah, I got to check into that when I get home, so I'm almost home. So with that, I'm going to let you go. Have a good night. See you on digital, I'm sure, now that you got something that's not a pain in the butt to do digital with. So drive safe, and we'll chat later. N8K. Also, if you're around Mount Clemens area tomorrow about noon, give me a call. About 4 or 5, 6 of us are going to go have lunch at Jimmy D's. Take care, Tom. Have a good night. KPP.
KPA, PBD Mobile, monitoring Statewide 1 from Pinn County.
KCA, KGL.
KCA, KGL. KCA, PBB, how are you doing?
Good, sir. Just testing out my new digital.
Sounded pretty good. I think I just heard you earlier. Must have got a Motorola.
Yeah, NAKPP set me up while he passed me over a 4550 XPR. Got it powered up and connected to the other antenna on the top of my roof here. And I'm sitting in Lenox around, I don't know, 29-mile road.
Okay, very good. Yeah, him and I chat a decent amount on this MI system. I'm a pretty big Motorola guy, too. I've got two of the XBR 5550s. One's in my truck with a handheld control head. One's at home for the base station to get put up. And then I've got two of the handhelds. So I like the Motorola products quite a bit. You sound good. You sound good. So, and then I'm not familiar with where you're at down there, but I'm up north of Bay City.
Okay. I'm in Richmond, Lenox, Memphis area, which is like a little southwest of Fort Huron.
Okay, very nice. Are you going into the Mount Clemens repeater then?
Oh, you sound really good. I don't know what repeater he's got programmed in here. It says it's TG51, so he did it all for me. Sounds good.
Awesome. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, yeah, I'm mobile right now. I'm headed home from the cabin. I had to run up and get a couple quick things taken care of. And then I've have to go to work tomorrow, so fortunately not spend the night, headed back home to Bay City where I reside.
Yeah, I was telling Wally, I just got to get a, mount for it, or I might just use a lot of double-sided sticky tape and stick it on the dashboard with the other two that are up there.
What kind of vehicle are you looking to mount it in?
2023 Ford Transit Connect XL. I got my Elinco analog dual bander. There's like a little vent up there, so I got some mounting screws in it. It's a work van, so I don't want to do too much damage. And then I got a Radio Shack Pro 197 trunking digital scanner on top of that. And then right now I just got the Motorola sitting on my passenger seat. I just plugged it in, just hooked it up.
Okay, yeah. It can be difficult, I guess, with a work van. You don't want to mess up too much stuff. I was going to say, with that many radios, you might as well get like a console of sorts, but three radios, it's hard to have a lot of space for, especially in modern vehicles.
Well, what I will probably do, since I got a nice long power cord and the antenna just dropped down here over the seat, that I could fit it between the center console and the passenger seat. Since it has a front-facing speaker, I don't have to worry about muffled noises or anything. KCKJO.
True. I've never done the double-sided tape, but I've thought about doing it for just a head unit underneath the dash. I wasn't sure how that double-sided tape would do with like a heavier full-size rig. I thought it'd probably hold up a head unit just fine.
Worked pretty good. I have a power source that I just double-sided up on the side of the van, and it stays there just fine. When it gets cold, sometimes it falls off, but I got a couple of heavy things plugged into it.
Good. Glad you got a way to make it work. I ran some heavy neck mount, and that's right next to my right knee, so it's really easy for me to grab it. I would like to have space for three radios in here. But yeah, mounting it underneath the seat and then the handheld control next to my knee saves me a lot of space.
It'll stick up enough that I can hit the Motorola. Like I said, the Elinco is mounted on the dashboard with a couple screws just into the vent holes, and it stays pretty good. It's a light radio, so I'm good there. Just that the Motorola is a little bit heavier, but if I stick it in the seat there, it should be fine. It should stay cool.
Good. Yeah, well, I hope it gets mounted up pretty easy for you and that it works out. I'm just about to pull into the house here, so I better let you go. Got to make a late dinner here tonight. So good talking with you, and congrats on the new radio, KEAPBB. I'll be clearing your final, 73.
73 to you, sir. And I think you said KEAKPB. And it says Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KCAKJO.
So what kind of new radio do you have there, sir?
Who we got chiming out there? This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KCKJO. Name is Tom Tango, Oscar Mike. Seemed a little bit garbled there for a second.
Well, this is W-A-T-O-Y. I'm on Droid Star right now instead of my hot spot.
Oh, hey, little John. Yeah, I got one of Wally's XPR 4550s playing around with it, and so far I just fell in love with it.
Oh, okay, what brand is it? The number doesn't ring a bell. I think maybe I'm in a bad spot.
WAPC.
NAPCG listening on statewide one. Nothing for NAPCG out.
KAPPL on statewide one.
NAPCG.
NAPVT. This is K8EPL, Echo Papa Lima.
Oh, good evening, sir. Nice to hear someone on the network. Name's Steven. I'm from Indian River. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing very well. The name here is Derek, and I am from Mount Morris, which is located by Flint, Michigan.
Well,
Nice to meet you. I'm on my way into work. I do not work at a hotel in Petoskey, Michigan, and I'm on my way there at the moment. There may be moments when this might drop in certain locations, just to let you know on my way, but how's it getting down there? EPL N8PZG.
Go ahead, this is KZEPL.
Hold on, I've got some local issues. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay, that should take care of that. So, how is the weather down in Flint tonight? We're at about 21 degrees, and wind is light at this point. Clear, and we're doing not much snow, though.
Well, about the same here.
Yeah, I got part of that.
Yeah, the weather is about the same here.
Yeah, I haven't checked the schedule lately. Are there any nets on statewide one of these days? I haven't checked the schedule in ages.
Not that I know of. I'm new to DNR, so I don't know what the nets are or anything like that. I'd have to ask around.
Yeah, there's some places I can check on like too. I'm just so how long have you been in DMR? Are you just getting into it recently?
I'm probably 2 weeks into it. I'm very new on DMR. Been a ham since 2006, but I got started on DMR the first of the year, so about 9 days in.
Are you going through a hotspot or a repeater?
I'm going through a repeater.
Very good. What's your hardware? What kind of unit are you using?
Using an Alinco HT. It's an Alinco DJ MD5 XLT.
Yeah, I've always wanted to hear the MD5, and it is doing a very, very good job. I've heard good things about those radios. Yeah, doing a very, very good job. Very clear, very clean.
Well, thank you. I'm about 10 miles from the repeater, so I'm not too far, but I'm pretty happy that this is working pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you're right next door. I'm using a Radiodity DB25D mobile on 20 watts out of a small mag mount antenna, just like a little 2 foot whip on it. Nothing really fancy. It keeps the profile low, although I do eventually want to get a bigger antenna for longer trips. You know, keeps the, it's on a BMW X3, so the lower profile, especially in certain, you know, larger towns, the better. So it runs in well. It does a good job for what I'm doing. And I've been a ham since 91. I just got into DMR about a year ago. I've got a VTEC 2 Pro, which is analogous to an Anytune AT878 UV2 Plus, I believe. Although the firmware is and all of is maintained here in Arlington, South Dakota, so that's pretty cool. And I love that handheld. The 6x2 Pro has been tough and resilient, and I can't. It's the best handheld I've ever had. This is NAPZT.
Yeah, your son.
Yeah, I'm probably getting to the downward edge. There's some. I'm on US 31 North Petoskey, and it gets a little bit, there's some trees and stuff, so it may be a little dicey in some places. Go ahead.
I understand, Steve. I gotta get some other stuff done here before I go to bed, so I'll chat with you later. Good deal.
All right, Eric, it was nice to meet you. Look forward to chatting again. I wish you a very good evening, sir. And hope your new year is going well. I'm 673, NATZP out.
73, KATL out.